Less than 2 weeks ago, it was still illegal for doctors to advertise abortion services in Germany. We know how important it is to make sure that people seeking abortion care can quickly and easily find factual, helpful resources and to locate a clinic nearest to them, especially because abortion is usually a very time-sensitive treatment. Anti-choice organizations see the fragile mental states of people seeking abortion and they see an opportunity for coercion. They see an opportunity to prey on them. By strategically restricting or obscuring information, they stand in the way of access to abortion. You might not know that in the United States, some of the biggest threats to the accessibility of abortion services are fake abortion clinics. When you search on Google to find abortion services near you, oftentimes the very first or the second link that appears will look like a legit website of an abortion clinic, and it will be called something like Inside Women's Centers and other names that sound real. These names are designed, and this website, they are designed to mislead people into believing that they provide abortion and reproductive care. But when you enter a website like this, what you find is very carefully worded, manipulative, anti-choice propaganda. Their goal is to trick vulnerable people who are looking for help. These centers are misleadingly referred to as crisis pregnancy centers, or CPCs. And they are fake clinics that engage in deceptive tactics to prevent people from making informed choices about their reproductive and sexual health. Though their outward appearance is disconcertingly similar, unlike actual health clinics connected to, for example, Planned Parenthood, these crisis pregnancy centers, they are designed with the express purpose of dissuading women from getting abortions. And they might not even employ licensed medical professionals. CPCs target vulnerable patients with misleading advertisements and medically inaccurate information. You may have seen an advertisement like, "Are you pregnant? Scared? We can help." And to further convince you, they usually advertise free pregnancy testing and counseling as well. Maybe you have a friend who thought they were walking to a clinic only to be told that getting an abortion could give them breast cancer. These are other signs of so-called crisis pregnancy centers, and they coerce and deceive people out of accessing abortion. Their websites are a masterclass in manipulation. They start by talking to you about choice, about family planning, about safe reproductive care, and then they try to scare you by telling you that people who had abortions are mentally ill and they are unhappy in their relationships after, which are lies. In many cases, their fear tactics are effective and they lead to people continuing with unwanted pregnancies. Take the case of Brooke. She's a teenager from Texas. She's just 18 years old. Last year, right before the state of Texas instated their famous heartbeat bill, which banned abortions after 6 weeks, Brooke found herself pregnant and she sought an abortion. She was already almost 6 weeks pregnant, which is nothing, by the way, that's just 2 weeks after missing a period, very normal, as we know. And she searched online to find abortion providers near her. What she didn't know was that the clinic that she found was actually a crisis pregnancy center. There, they tried to brainwash her into having a baby, and they didn't offer her any real help. Instead, they just scared her. And meanwhile, while they were wasting her time and trying to manipulate her, Texas's 6-week ban was passed. They stole Brooke's precious time, and by doing so, they effectively forced her to complete her pregnancy. Now, she and her teenage boyfriend are parents to twins. At 18 years old, they are now raising two children while working tirelessly in their minimum wage jobs. Nobody offered them any help. Brooke didn't choose to become a mother at 18. She was a victim of the unethical and heartbreaking practices of a fake clinic, followed by the incredibly restrictive six-week abortion ban in Texas. And it will be accurate to say that she was robbed out of the choice on how to live her life. And she's only one case in a million. Everyone deserves the truth when it comes to their reproductive health. They deserve fast, unbiased, factual, and medically accurate information about how to obtain an abortion. Fake abortion clinics pose a huge threat to women's ability to make free and informed procreative decisions. They trap pregnant people in counseling sessions during which they guilt and shame them until they finally relent and agree to complete the pregnancy. By doing this, fake abortion clinics threaten women's interests in their own privacy and decisional autonomy by manipulating them into changing their minds. These fake clinics must be challenged by state attorney generals who can sue them for deceptive business practices. They are committing a crime. Why haven't they been shut down? Because this is not a priority for state legislators. They would rather let reproductive rights suffer and the peace anti-choice groups. But allowing these fake clinics to appear in search engines is unethical and it must be stopped. We must demand that fake abortion clinics be outlawed. We must urge state leaders to pursue these fake clinics to the full extent of the law and to write and enforce new laws restricting their deceptive practices. Even in states and in countries where abortion remains legal and where these clinics don't exist, abortion is still extremely taboo and stigmatized. Women are loaded with so much guilt and shame from years and years of hearing people insist that abortion is wrong and that it's only acceptable in extreme cases. Our world doesn't stop when laws grant us control over our own bodies. Passing laws is just the first step. Stopping discrimination and morality judgment against abortions is crucial. Only when we legalize and normalize abortion everywhere will abortion truly be accessible. Thank you.